The three major factors that affect healthy life expectancy are dementia, metabolic syndrome, and locomotive syndrome. Metabolic syndrome is associated with disorders of the internal organs, including cardiovascular and cerebrovascular diseases. On the other hand, locomotive syndrome refers to problems associated with the locomotive system, including the muscles, bones, joints, cartilage, or the intervertebral discs. The function of the locomotive system is to support and move the body. Dysfunction of the locomotive system may restrict the ability to move. Therefore, in 2007, the Japanese Orthopedic Association proposed the concept of locomotive syndrome and defined it as a condition of having poor mobility, requiring nursing care, or being at risk of requiring nursing care. Locomotive syndrome develops due to two main causes. One cause is a disorder of the locomotive system itself, including osteoarthritis, osteoporosis, or spinal canal stenosis. These limit the joint range of motion, weaken muscle strength, and contribute to poor balance. The other cause is the dysfunction of the locomotive system due to aging. This limits the range of activity, leading to passiveness in daily lives and resulting in homeboundness. Musculoskeletal ambulation disability symptom complex, MADS, is one of the conditions included in locomotive syndrome and is associated with a particularly high risk of falls. One of the most hazardous problems associated with locomotive syndrome is the negative chain of the disorders. If an elderly individual with osteoporosis falls down, the risk of fracture is high because of brittle bones. Slipping and landing on the hands may cause a fracture of the wrist or a Coles fracture. Falling down and hitting the waist can lead to fracture of the vertebrae, including lumbar compression fractures. Falling down on the buttocks may twist the leg and cause a femoral neck fracture. These three fractures are of the greatest risk for the elderly. To avoid such a negative chain, it is important not to miss the signs of locomotive syndrome and provide effective therapy in its early stages. Because maintaining the ability to stand up and sit down and walk independently are primary concerns, muscle training for the lower half of the body is the most recommended. Standing on one leg and doing simple squats, i.e., repeatedly standing up from a sitting position in a chair, are easy ways to improve balance and reinforce muscle strength. If patients are afraid of falling, they can lean onto or grab something to assist them. These two exercises are advantageous not only as therapy, but also as preventative measures against locomotive syndrome, and they are easy to perform at home. We are now facing a super-aged society. Everyone wants to have a healthy and active life as long as possible. Extending healthy life expectancy may depend on preventing diseases, such as locomotive syndrome. There are several warning signs of locomotive syndrome. For example, the inability to put on a sock while standing on one leg, or slipping and stumbling in the home. Taking advantage of early recognition of these signs and taking preventive measures will help maintain independence and confidence.